Father, as we come to a wonderful subject, we pray that you would give to us the ear, the heart, the will, the joy to respond as we should. And we pray that what we know not, you would teach us. What we have not, you would give to us. What we are not, you would make us. For Jesus' sake, amen. Well, this morning is our last look at the famous Apostles' Creed, and the series has been called Confident Theology, and this is number 10 of 10. And we have come to the final words, which are in the Creed. You know the Creed I'm talking about that begins, "I believe in God the Father Almighty," and when you get to the very end, you say these 9 words, that we believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Now, there is a certain logic to what we did last week, which was forgiveness of sins, which means that you are qualified by Jesus to stand in the presence of God, and then to come to the resurrection, which is to be in the presence of God. And how long will that be for? Life everlasting. But it is a mind-boggling subject, and it's difficult for us to picture the resurrection body, although the Gospels describe Jesus